hard work finished before Thursday. If it's going to rain, you'd say,
try to get it before Thursday, uh-huh.
What kind of birds make scary noises at night?
Owls.
Owls. Are there different kinds of owls?
I really don't know. There's a...
Have you ever heard them called differently?
No, yeah, I've heard of a hoot owl. He hoots, and then there's just the night owl. I don't know if they're the same or not.
What kind of bird drills holes in trees?
Woodpecker. We have a few of those around too. We can hear them at night.
You can hear them from here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're outside, sometimes you can hear them on the tree, picking on the tree.
What kind of black and white animal has a small shell? Has a very powerful smell about him that when you once.
Ooh, the skunk. And if you ever go down the road and you. And if a car has hit one, you sure know it for miles and miles.
How about the little animals that get in and raid the hen roosts and infect the chickens? What would you call these?
Are those rats?
Well, something that is even smaller.
Mice or lice?
What little bushy-tailed animals run up and down the trees? Maybe you have some in your backyard.
Oh, we do. And this year they've been real brave. They come right up to the back door almost sometimes, the squirrels.
Are they always the same color or what?
Yes, they are gray or reddish brown.
Are there different sizes?
Yes, they have the little small ones and the babies and all sizes running around here.
Is there anything else that's sort of small like a squirrel, but it doesn't climb trees and it's a little reddish looking that you can remember? How about, in a Christmas song, you might remember some...
Well, the chipmunk, yes. We don't have them out in this area.
What was that slimy white thing that comes out of a shell that you were talking about this morning that you didn't like? Slimy and white seafood.
Oysters.
You don't like
them? Oh, I like them. I don't like them raw. I like them fried and I like oyster stew, but I don't care for raw oysters at all.
How about, have you ever eaten anything that that croaks around the pond?
Like frogs? No.
Are there different kinds of frogs?
Well, that, I don't know. I think there is some that I have, and there's others that you don't eat.
What would you just call it a frog? I mean, is that, would that be the same thing you'd see in your flower garden?
Well, no, I don't think they're the same type of frog.
The kind that grow around the pond, what would you call the big ones?
I think they're the bullfrogs, don't they?
And the little kind that are in your garden?
Just the garden frogs, we call them.
Or things that might make you have warts on your hand that they used to say that...
Yeah, they just call them frogs. I never knew them any other way than just garden frogs.
What might you put on your hook when you go fishing?
We use bait, worms, or crickets.
Is that what your husband uses when he goes fishing?
Yes, well, most of the time he uses artificial lures, though. But when we take the lure when we're fishing, we use the worms or crickets.
What kind of fish does he usually catch?
Well, he usually likes bass fishing.
Which kind do you like to eat?
I prefer bass when he catches them. But around here they have the mini crappies or crappies. Some people call them crappies and some crappies. And then they have the... oh, there's another one. I can't think of the name of the thing right now. But